The healthcare detective, Frank Lally, has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. Here he is. Hi, Frank.
Yes, here I am. So we got some serious business to talk about today, because we're in the middle of this President Trump's tit-for-tat tariff war with China. And, you know, Wall Street is naturally worried about what China might do next to hurt us. And China is already raising tariffs on our farm products, especially soybeans. We all know that. But Chinese tariffs could go higher, and they could expand to everything we sell to China. So some experts also fear that China could stop buying our government debt, thereby driving up our interest rates. Now, that would hurt every American with a credit card or a loan, especially an adjustable mortgage. I got one of those. Ouch. But no one is yet talking about the most devastating thing China could do to us. So, Jill, here's an exclusive. China could shut down every hospital in this country within 90 days, all 5,000 hospitals, by simply refusing to sell us its vast array of pharmaceutical products. Doctors would not have the critical medicines they need for surgeries, cancer treatments, dialysis, and much more. China controls, and this is amazing to me, an estimated 80% of our medicines, from cancer drugs to penicillin, even aspirin. That's a stranglehold on our nation's health, and China could start squeezing us with higher prices, or worse, by withholding its medicines from the United States. That's the stark warning from Elizabeth Gibson. Now, she's the author of China Rx, Exposing the Risk of China's Dependence on America's Dependence on China for Medicine. That's Exposing the Risk of America's Dependence on China for Medicine. I talked to Ms. Gibson this week. She's a terrific expert. She's tops in her field. She says there is no doubt this is dangerous business. We're relying on medicine made by an adversary. That's an issue that deserves presidential attention. She says China is well on its way of reaching its goal of becoming the world's indispensable pharmacy. Then if that happens, they can say, hey, pay our prices for your meds or get sick and die. Even more sinister, a truly evil China's leadership would have the power to use its distribution channels to funnel contaminated medicine to American troops, and some say even to the White House. No, look, no one says that's going to happen, short of China and the United States getting into a shooting war over, say, Taiwan. But fact is, China has the power to use medicine as a weapon. For example, it could withhold the antidote for an anthrax attack. So, Jill, here's the questions we'll discuss today. How did we get into this fix? What might our hospitals, drug leaders, and our government do about it? And meanwhile, we're waiting for them to act. What can we do to protect ourselves and our families? Now, Gibson's China Rx, I've got the book right here on my desk, like you have mine, I have hers.
Okay.
China Rx spells out how China began investing billions in pharmaceutical manufacturing going back to the 1980s. Then one by one, China took over the world supply of key medicines and key active drug ingredients, the building blocks for medicines. Penicillin is one example. Backed with massive government subsidies, China's government-controlled penicillin factories ramped up production, slashed prices to incredible lows, and then flooded the world market. Gibson told me, and this is a quote, China dumped its penicillin at such low prices that no one could compete. Penicillin makers around the world closed down. Bristol-Myers shut America's last penicillin factory in Syracuse, New York. You know, when way back in 2004, this country has not made any penicillin for 15 years. And China has repeated this slash and dump strategy over and over. With vitamin C, China's factories, under government orders, cut their vitamin prices in half. Then after the competitors closed down, China raised the price of vitamin C by 600%. So we now, as I said, we now are dependent on China for the bulk of our drugs and vitamins. Got it so far?
Yeah, what I am, I just have to throw this in, though. I'm really sorry. I just know that...
No, please.
Whenever we're doing dog slash veterinary stuff, you try not to get pharmaceutical, pretty much anything that is sourced in China.
Yeah, I'll walk you through why that's a real danger, but it's especially with these medicines and vitamins.
Yeah.
But let's take a look at the array of medicines from China. This is staggering. This includes drugs for HIV, cancer, epilepsy, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, as well as antibiotics, antidepressants, blood thinners, and blood pressure medicines. Plus, if that wasn't enough, common over-the-counter products like Benadryl, Excedrin, Sudafed, Aleve, Advil, Motrin, Theraflu. Look, did I name anything? Any pill at all, Jill, that you take?
No, but I know people who really, really and truly, because we know that I don't take a lot of pills.
I know you don't even take an aspirin. I know, but a lot of Americans do.
Oh no, no, but yes, but absolutely, and so, and right. I think it's. I also remember a few years ago when something happened in the supply chain. You couldn't get Mylanta. You couldn't get. You could get the, and this should be concerning because who makes the generics? You know, in other words, the CVS brand, the XYZ brand.
Yeah, well, China does in many cases,
yes,
or if India does, it's using Chinese ingredients. But look, it's even worse than what we've discussed, and this gets to your point about very dangerous veterinary drugs. Beyond this government subsidies, keep these prices down and the dumping can successful, China keeps its prices low by cutting corners on manufacturing standards to the point of repeated contaminations. 80 Americans died in 2008, including a doctor, and 350 more were harmed from Chinese heparin. Heparin is a blood thinner. When U.S. inspectors finally got to the Chinese heparin factory, they discovered that the workers were making the medicine from pig intestines in dirty vats.
Yeah.
So contamination continues. Now, last July, the FDA recalled a Chinese blood pressure medicine. This is just last year. Blood pressure medicine that contained a carcinogen 200 times above the safe level. And last year, the FDA banned products from 32 Chinese factories. They banned them outright. That's far more than any other country. And you can count on more contaminations because non-compliance with strict safe standards helps the Chinese to keep their prices low. So, get this. Our FDA has only 2 full-time inspectors in Beijing to cover China's more than 700 drug factories. Two inspectors. And no one knows how many factories there are. Because some are just show factories that put their labels on drugs made from only President Xi knows where. China actually forced the FDA to close 2 offices, and it routinely refuses visas for extra FDA inspectors from the United States. So we're lucky to inspect 15 factories a year. Plus, and this just blew my mind, plus the inspectors are required to give a week or two notice before they show up. Now, here in the United States, the FDA walks into any factory anytime. There, you got to give them 2 weeks notice. And when you... getting the data that would take like 10 minutes in the United States takes days there. And what you finally get, experts say, is often phony. So, okay, Jill, what can our healthcare leaders do about these Chinese threat to our health? So Gibson points to an effort led by the Mayo Clinic for hospitals to begin buying medicines directly from European manufacturers rather than China. And I'd say, you know, okay, that at least that's a start. Problem is, Chinese ingredients are essential. So even if you buy those generics you mentioned, okay, you buy the generics from India, but in many cases, the products contain active Chinese ingredients, those building blocks I mentioned. Lawmakers could finally allow us to buy our medicine from safe factories in Canada and elsewhere. That's long overdue. But Gibson notes that Chinese companies pressure our drug interests to lobby for China or face all kinds of problems like higher prices or shortages. So look, in other words, it's blackmail, or you can call it China mail. So Jill, Okay, what can our listeners do? We're waiting for Washington to do something. China's got a stranglehold on the lobbying. What can the listeners do in the meantime to avoid Chinese medicines that might make them nervous? Well, here's what I did. I started by checking the labels on the stuff I've got in my medicine cabinet. Right. And guess what? Guess what? Yeah. Only a few revealed where the pills were made.
Exactly. And when you say Chinese medicine, please, this is totally different than Chinese medicine as a modality. You're talking about pharmaceuticals made in China.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're not talking about Chinese medicine in that sense. No, not at all. These are, as I mentioned, all those products, these are all American, recognized to Americans all over the country.
This is your Sudafed made in China, your Bare-Aspirin made in China.
Yeah, made in China, yeah. So, look, here's what Gibson urges. He says, look, if you're nervous about a medicine, might be new, or you just want to know where it came from, call the manufacturer and ask, hey, where is this product made? Does it contain active ingredients from China? And if so, how can you assure me that it's safe for me and my family? Those are good questions. You might also consider, and this runs counter to a lot of advice we've given over the years. She said, look, you might consider buying the brand name drug over the generic. Because drug companies put their name and reputation behind their brand name items. So there's some accountability there. Now, you'll end up paying more. But it could be worth it. It could, because you could be buying some peace of mind. So I'd say consider that. Also, I really recommend very highly that you buy China RX. It has a very thorough appendix to help you shop for safe drugs. So let's stop here on a somewhat optimistic note, okay? Now, short of a military confrontation, nightmare scenario, Gibson doubts that China would withhold its medicines and create a crisis. And she said, look, quote unquote, they're too smart for that. Chinese do not want a crisis. They want to continue consolidating power until they're the world's pharmacy. So obviously, China's drug dependence, China's drug dominance should be an important presidential issue, and I hope this broadcast helps to spotlight this as an issue. This is important, Jill. It's critical, and this country needs to address it to keep us safe and healthy.
And so if they want to become the world's pharmacy, quick question, what about those pig intestines?
That might be part of a formula that actually is not against the law. The problem there is that they're mixing this stuff in dirty vats.
I understand. Okay, what about the dirty vats?
Dirty vats. And hey, you know, I don't know. There can be grades of pig intestines. The point is, they cut corners wherever they can.
Right.
And if they, that's why they don't want to be inspected.
Right.
I
totally understand all of that. I just think that people, you know, in the same way that privacy is like, oh, really? You can call my phone and corrupt it? Yeah, you know, in the same way, but I have to press the button. In the same way that there's no real connection to what your smart refrigerator is giving up, for example, I don't think that there, I think that people go in the opposite direction of saying, hey, find out what the source of this stuff is, because there may be bleep in it that you don't want to put in your body.
Yes, I think that's right. So that's the question for the manufacturer of the medicine. Right. So in some cases, they can list it on the label, made in India, made in USA, okay? Or they can just, you know, ignore that part of it and just say where they are headquartered, kind of an approach. So that doesn't give you the transparency that you really want. So I would say definitely, if you've got doubts about it, call the company. Look on the label. You know, if it says made in the U.S., that's good. That's good to know. But with generics especially, it's awfully tricky because they've got those key ingredients. They sell them in India. Drug comes in from India. But really, the key stuff, the active ingredient, is Chinese. And it comes out of factories that haven't been inspected. We sure see that. I mean, there's some estimate that it would take us 50 years to actually inspect the factories we know about in China. Forget about the ones that are hidden away. and funnel this stuff to us that don't get inspected at all because we don't even know where they are. Yeah. So this is a big issue and it deserves a lot of attention. I had no idea that the Chinese controlled anything like 80% of the medicines that we take on a daily basis. In many cases, aspirin, I mean, Benadryl. I mean, this is common stuff.
Yep.
And it raises red flags. It should be raising major red flags.
Not just red flags.
For lawmakers in Washington, D.C. and in the state, too.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. And look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in-store, and on my desk. And what is it called? China RX?
China RX. You can go to Amazon. It's there. Elizabeth Gibson's China RX.